Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and as Elizabeth Currid Halkett was explaining a moment ago, celebrity doesn't usually happen as a result of long years of hard work. It happens in a sudden burst. In 1992, an obscure Polish classical composer was catapulted to fame by an American recording of this work. The Symphony of Sorrowful Songs by Henryk Gorecki would go on to sell over 1 million copies. Earlier today, Gorecki died in Poland at the age of 76. Gorecki's symphony, his third, reached way beyond the confines of the contemporary classical music world, as even pop and rock fans were pulled in by his long, flowing harmonies and aching melodies. Even without understanding a word of the Polish texts, listeners around the world responded to that universal sense of loss and sorrow in his music. Soprano Dawn Upshaw, conductor David Zinman, and the London Sinfonietta recorded Gorecki's Symphony No. 3, his Symphony of Sorrowful Songs, and None Such Records had a surprise hit on its hands. Now, by that point, the work was already 15 years old and had been recorded and universally ignored twice before. Check out the Soundcheck blog for more on the story. For now, here's the finale of the Symphony of Sorrowful Songs by Henryk Gorecki, dead today at age 76. And coming up next, British rock icon Paul Weller joins us in the studio with his new album called Wake Up the Nation and a live performance next.